By the early 1880s, Cézanne and Pissarro rarely see each other. Increasingly, they pursue different artistic agendas.
With the Cézanne painting from 1880, one is recognizing a very characteristic kind of Cézanne approach, which is often called the constructive brushstroke. That's to say, the painting is composed by a very regularized way of applying the paint, and we can recognize it, this sort of hatching form which moves all the way through the picture, indifferent to the actual character of the substance or the shape of what it's describing. So the grass gets it, the trees get it, the sky gets it, you know. And yet the result of it is a fairly plausible representation of this valley. The method of painting is, you know, like building a brick wall. You know, it's the regular units added to each other.
This picture was actually purchased by a much younger post-impressionist artist, Paul Signac.
Signac brought this picture back to the north. It is almost certain that when Pissarro and Signac became very close friends, Pissarro saw that painting by Cézanne. Despite the fact that in 1885 we have no records showing that Cézanne and Pissarro saw each other anymore.
In fact, in the painting immediately to the right, done that same year, Pissarro seems to have picked up Cézanne's hatching brushstrokes. A screen of trees dominates the right side of the painting.
And indeed, one could say that the screen of trees in the Pissarro is actually more Cézanne-esque yes. than how Cézanne is painting them in this picture.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. This is a very short-lived, intense moment in Pissarro's life where I think he entirely picks up from Cézanne's lesson. It's almost a reversal of the situation we had earlier on where Cézanne was reciting the lesson of Pissarro. It's very, very strange. Their relationship is about to end. And I think what's really interesting is that if we could add another room to this exhibition, we would see two totally different artists.
In fact, when you leave this special exhibition, you can continue to explore Cézanne's artistic journey. You'll find modernist pictures he painted soon after these works in the earliest painting and sculpture galleries of the museum's own collection, downstairs, on the fifth floor. There, you can also access audio commentaries on selected works with this acoustic guide.